Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Today we have a special guest, Mylan Elke, and I'm very happy to introduce you to her. She is the translator of Divine Light and helps people to become aware of consciousness so they can better understand their truth. And so with that, I want to welcome you, Mylan.
Thank you, Michelle, for speaking with me today and let me speak to your tribe, your people. I'm very honored. Thank you. And to Dave, who's on the phone.
Yes, thank you. I am too. I think this is going to be a very special day. And is there anything you want to add to what I said to let people know about what you do, because it is really unique, and I was so drawn. I heard a recording that you had done, and I was so drawn to it. And is there anything else you'd like to share about what that is that you do?
I summarize it in a sentence. I provide experiences for people really to feel their wisdom. And it comes through different avenues. Just by being present, you know, people can feel energies. Me speaking, and even when I speak, I say we're always in a plural, because many beings speak directly through me, and I don't hear it prior. Once I open my lips and open my vocal cords, it flows out, and I surprise myself sometimes as well. And then I use an art, which was started through really a self-healing and through layering art that I opened myself. And now it became more a way to bring people's wisdom, materialize the wisdom here into this material world. And they have then something to remind them of why they're here and what their way and their purpose is on this earth at the moment. And then what else is there? And the sounds, you know, and the sounds and energy work. There's so much. It's, you know, spirit is unlimited. It's hard to describe. It's more than I can experience sometimes. There's more dimension, more facets, I think, that I can understand, and even others. It's beautiful this way. And I love it, not to know too much.
I'm so taken by all of what you're saying, because it's so profound, and I want to take a moment and really tease apart a few things that you mentioned, because for some people this might be a brand new topic to hear about, and for others this might be very familiar to them, this idea that you can embody something that helps people become in touch with the wisdom that's already in them. And I don't know if we have a language for that or words for those. So I just I want to kind of use ideas that people might be familiar with. Do you think of yourself as a channel?
Yeah. So
you do.
I'm a channel. I see myself also as a being that has experienced much, not just in this form as a human being on this earth right now, but also prior. And it's one long life, yeah? And I don't know how many millions of years old. And these experiences is what I bring along. And I think that's also what the sensation that people feel. They remember that is in them as well. That they're not just a human being right now, but that they have a history. They can change form. They have a lot of wisdom they're carrying because they have similar experiences many thousands of years or more.
So in a sense, you're helping people to get in touch with themselves the way you've gotten in touch with yourself as a being with all of these millennia of experiences and maybe other realms that you're in touch with, you're helping them to do that?
That's a good way to express it. Yes, it is. It is, I believe, you know, if I live what I am, then I can be authentic. I don't know if that's the right word. But other people notice that. So there's a truth to it. I try to live really my truth and speak about my experiences, because my experiences are important to others. For example, you know, if I do something and another person can say, oh, when she can do it, I can do it. So it creates, in a way, hope. So just by being me and living me. The people say also to tell their story. So I'm telling my story, but the story is flavored and is made full through the experiences that I emanate as well. And everyone can feel that. And we have, you know, we have a natural state, how we're born into this world. And this state, we understand each other. And that is one of my visions, to bring that back to people, their memory, how they've been. They just need to expand a little further and they'll remember how it was. And it's easy to click in then.
I think, you know, I've had some experiences like that recently with people helping me to shift. And what is interesting about what you do, and I think what others have done in helping people do that remembering, is that it's not a logical thing. It's not necessarily a mind process of the mind. It's beyond that. Would you say that that's true for you?
Right, yes, because when we're in the natural state, there is not so much thought. You have, some people say there's the one mind, where we can really communicate with each other and sense and feel each other. And but our thought is really, I believe, is more for survival, the instinct, yeah? When to flee, when to run, when to eat, these things. And all the other times, is really how I connect my energies with everything, people around me, the landscape, nature, and trees. So very shamanic. And even to the energies, how I connect it to the sky and the earth, or the center of the earth. Yeah. And then the thought, because the thought we just keeping running. There are many ways where we think, oh, I'm getting closer. So there are thoughts that are very helpful. But those are the thoughts that are like an awareness. I call it more that we have awareness of something, that how we have experienced something. That those thoughts, the thoughts of awareness or setting intention or the conscious thoughts, those thoughts are the ones that help us move or expand and get where we want to do, really help. Those are the things that make us create what we want.
Now, did you always feel that you were aware of this inside of you, or did this emerge for you, did you have a transition period? I'm very curious about how this happened for you.
It happened. Now that I remember and speak with my mother and my parents, as a child I have done that. I was very a medium, strong medium. I knew what would happen in the future often. And then I can't remember for a while. I've then closed off very strongly. And then about 12 years ago, I started opening again. You know, things in life happened, or also my intention to learn more about energy and my body. It really was about my brain and body. And so I just slid back into, I don't know if I was moved, and I read the right people came into my world. So first, how I connected is how I moved when energy was flowing in a martial art, not a martial art, it's a martial arts, I did that then too, but in a yoga class, when the, you know, suddenly from leaning forward, I felt something and I was just moving upright and my back was upright and I was sitting differently. And said, oh, who just did that? What just did that? So I became curious. I call myself nowadays a wisdom seeker, because I've noticed I've always looked for wisdom. I want to know how it functions, how does energy flow, and how we can work telepathically, or how do we really change? What happens with our molecules and the space in between? So I've learned that about myself, and also that when I was using my hands, that people, how they responded. I didn't even notice how energy flows through me, but other people spoke back to me, and that went on even later when one day I heard my cat tell me she's going to die when I'm on vacation and getting married. And I said, no, that can't be. I lived with her 18 years. And through that, my concept, I was awoken or shown a shamanic way. You know, I studied then with a woman who did shamanic work for animals. And then I can't see. I mean, I see sometimes, but most of the time I don't see. So I heard words, or I could say things. And then, but, you know, I just thought I'm different and I still have to learn. But what that prepared me is that to be really open, that I'm very open for letting things go through. I remember speaking a SNCC language. Man, I couldn't do that. And I also remember what I did very well at that time. You know, you merge with other beings, that I could feel their form and their size. And then later when I came back to Germany, I joined some other group, and they work together with shamans around the world. And there I saw what I was drawn to. There was one man who was a physical channeler, so a physical medium. His body changes a little bit, and there's a woman from New Zealand that does the same. So, you know, I was drawn to it, and I said, oh, you dance being blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, my God, I do dance them. And so I've learned that it's easy for me to change form. And then I wanted to learn how that happens. So I studied as a channeler, really. And even there, I noticed then that it was easy, that I'd always been doing that, but not knowing that I'd been doing it. So whenever I had been speaking my last decades, I was doing it already, but now I'm remembering how I do it. And so now I can implement it and focus it and set an intention and use it as a healer.
That's such an amazing story. And I just want to recap a few things you said, just in case the sound quality is not so great for people listening in. And you talked about your opening process over the course of a period of time, and I was struck by what you said, that you spoke snake language and you had the shamanic period of experiences and realizing that you had these skills. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, correct. Yes.
And then that your process was to notice people responding to you. You were not even aware of the energy shifts you were helping facilitate until people started showing you or telling you that that's what was happening for them.
Yeah, and still, this is still often the same way. I remember I was on a light conference on Hawaii, and they told me that the woman could see how I transferred. They were very aware of these things. That's where really they opened my eyes to all these star beings. And she said, oh, Maylin, your eye color just changed within a half a sentence. So then I noticed how fast I was able to change. And then, you know, I remember a person walked into my life and said, oh, tomorrow you know what you will be doing. And I thought I would be painting and bringing a beautiful energy paintings to the world, and suddenly I was at a trade show singing. And overnight it happened. There was just such a blast. And then for the longest time I was afraid to sing. I sang to the trees, to the world. I sent it out with the wind in the shower. And then through a friend of mine, I would sing and help her, and we out of my channel class. So we became very good in helping each other draw it out of us. And in, it is really important, and I would love everyone to listen now really closely. It is to encourage each other. To encourage each other that what we feel, sense is true, what we believe is true, that a thought that comes to us or an idea, to encourage the other to act upon it, to act upon the intuition, because that is where the growth comes. It's not in front of a computer, but it's whenever we sense something and we follow the urge, we follow the instinct, we follow the drive. That's the divine intervention, some people call it. And when we do this, then the whole environment around us locks on and supports that. So I even say, if you want to have an idea and you have to work through half of the night, do it, because the next day you'll be able to, things will change around you. Catch up on sleep, or maybe you don't even need so much sleep. You're so supported. So follow your instinct, your dreams, and please encourage all your friends and even people you don't know. See the beauty within them and give them a belief in themselves, this encouragement, this support. Make them feel that they're cradled, that they're understood.
I'm really glad you're mentioning that, because this is the motivation I have for reaching out to you for this interview. And you know, again, it was very kind of beyond my logical mind listening, but I thought there's something really powerful here, and one of my roles is to help people learn about all of the wonderful things that people are bringing forth, and I agree that the more we share this, and anyone listening to this, if you want to share this with someone that comes to mind, a friend, you know, share the link and pass on the information, and you never know how it might affect someone down the line. You know, we don't know how these things are always going to end up and who they're going to help.
Yeah, that is very important, you know, because I believe, and I've experienced it so often, if I look forward, and sometimes, you know, if I can tell people the future, but it's hard for me for the future. You know, if it's needed for a person to hear it, the channel comes through. But I've been mesmerized over and over and over what I've learned and that I never imagined would be possible. This, you know, to stay open for new knowledge, for new wisdom, for new people, for new beings, for new places. To see the joy and to celebrate there's something new coming. So open up, expand, and invite anything in that feels right to you. And actions we do often, they sometimes can be overnight. You know, it's like a healing. Sometimes overnight you can change the hair and it is, looks different, or you feel different. And sometimes it takes longer. It takes because the environment has to adapt or fit in. You know, it's like a little puzzle then, and the other puzzle pieces. And once that is in a certain vibration, boom, then it can go. Then always believe in yourself that even a little thing you do can have a lot of impact in the future.
Well, I'm just taking a breath in to take all that in, because I think it's very powerful to think of the idea that taking these messages from inside of us, they can impact our environment vibrationally. They can change things. And I'm beginning to remember this myself, so this is something I'm picking up in what you're saying, that if we honor this, it has an impact.
Yeah, I thought that often in my life. You know, if my vibration, I raise my vibration, then others can, I give permission in a way for others to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is because it said, oh, I do it myself. Oh, I dream big, then others can dream big. And you know, a higher vibration, even after meditation or whatever you do, even if you sit against a tree and that's how you get your higher vibration, and when you concentrate it to keep it, you can pull thousands, and some people pull millions of people with them going in higher vibrations. So don't underestimate the impact of anything. Yeah? And there's a, you know, the monkeys, the reminder of one side of the earth, one monkey learned something, they did this test, and suddenly in Japan, they were doing the monkeys, they're the same breed, were doing the similar thing. So the consciousness is so one that everyone who improves something, who remembers something and believes in themselves and creates beauty,
and we are all connected, so what we allow into our lives, we allow into the greater community. Well, I think this is this has been so so packed with interesting topics, and for anyone listening to this, feel free to listen to it over and over again. There's a lot in here. And take your time with it and just sit with it. But maybe this would be a good time to see if anybody would like to, we could open it up to the callers and see if anybody has a question for you.
Please, go ahead, yes.
Okay, David from New York. Okay, so do you have a question for Mylan?
Hi. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Mylan. It's been